Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We're here tonight, Motivated Monday, really getting it in. We're excited, special guests to all the listeners. Tune in. You can call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. Right now we're going to play Gavin McGraw, Not Over You. And also I want to let everybody know that you can also tell your friends, tell your family, the Nikki Rich Show airs Sunday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, I air on Saturday mornings at 11:30 a.m., and you can log on to iTunes Podcast, go to iTunes, and download the Nikki Rich Show, and it's for free. And I do want to also let you guys know that you can go to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website, to learn more about our guests for tonight, as well as our upcoming guests and the Nikki Rich Show. We are currently standing at 295,000 listeners. Yes, and it's been an amazing, amazing journey. And I want everybody to just tell your friends, tell your family that the Nikki Rich Show, we are on tonight, Motivated Mondays. We have amazing guests coming through. We're going to take it all the way to L.A., and we're going to be speaking with Ms. Sarah Kaplan, and she is a criminal defense attorney. And as well, we're going to be speaking with also Ms. Berta Jean. She is also the founder of Divas Devotions. But right now, I do want to tell everybody that the Nikki Rich Show is on and we're ready to get started. And you can call in at 323-580-5749. With no further ado, I'm excited to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Ms. Sarah Kaplan. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Nikki. How are you?
I'm great. We're so excited to have you here tonight.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be part of your show.
Yes, ma'am. Well, everybody knows, I know they know that you are from Los Angeles. Am I correct?
Yes, I'm from Los Angeles. Not originally. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, but I've lived in Los Angeles for about 24 years now, and I am a criminal defense attorney, and it's been quite a journey.
That's amazing. And you know what? I don't know if you know, but we have a lot of listeners from the Detroit area, too, so that's kind of amazing just to know that you're from Detroit.
Yes, I am. Awesome. Very fond memories of my hometown. Still have a lot of friends there and family as well.
Awesome. Now, how did you get started into the criminal justice system? Was it what you wanted to do all your life? Was it somebody that inspired you to go in that field?
It's something that, you know, I changed my mind what I wanted to do many times, and that's something that I tell my son and a lot of young people, is that you never stop learning and you should just experiment with different things until you find the right fit. And originally I had gone to graduate school of social work, and I went to apply for a job at a state mental health agency, and they took me into a room that was filled with people who had been drugged out of their mind with a television in the center, and I said, there is no way I could do this for a living. and I decided to look around and change, and I went into law school, and I found that I loved it, and I love helping people, so I'm able to combine a little bit of both worlds, and I've kind of become a champion for underdogs and for people's rights, so it's really what I love to do.
Awesome, and we also know you have a very extensive background from working with immigration matters and as well as the people you work with, Christensen, Miller, Fink, Jacobs, Will and Shapiro, Glacier.
Yeah, mostly
so
I worked,
many more.
I worked with Robert Shapiro, and we did O.J.'s case together back in the day, and we also worked on Phil Spector's case. We were the initial attorneys in that case before he was represented by other people. And I still actually work with Bob. I'm co-counsel with him on a couple of cases that are getting ready to go to trial this year, some interesting cases. And through all of that, I've had my own practice as well. I also do a lot of juvenile dependency cases, and in child custody court, I help parents get custody of their children back. Not divorce proceedings, but child dependency proceedings. So I usually take the kinds of cases that are really hard and that people have trouble getting good help with. So I'm able to turn things around pretty quickly for people. So.
Now, how is it, you know, how do you handle the different cases that you are over? Because I know it can get kind of, it seems like it can get kind of personal a little bit because, you know, when you think of the children, I would probably be thinking of my kids. And how do you handle that?
I know my limitations, and I know that there are just some cases that I would not be good at, and I wouldn't want to do my client injustice. But for most criminal cases that I take, I don't really judge people. I never have, and I know that's not my job, and I couldn't be effective if I did that. I look at the evidence. I look at the way it was collected. I look at the people's expert witnesses and how they've analyzed the evidence. And I listen to my client. And a lot of times it's their families and their children who are traumatized. And I'm happy because I'm able to help turn things around so they get a productive member of their family back instead of somebody who's been damaged and traumatized by whatever may have put them in that position. But we have access to the best resources and expert witnesses available to help us determine how the best way is to do that.
That's amazing. Now, how do you, I know you are also, you give so much good information out there to everyone, whether it's one of your clients or just the people that's in the community in regards to your rights. Tell us a little bit about that because some people really don't know their rights. And I know we got a chance to talk a little bit about it, but I think you gave some great information that the listeners should know or you would like to share if you feel that you can share.
Well, basically, we talk to people on a case-by-case basis. I'm always willing to consult with anybody who wants to contact us. I don't charge for consultations. But what amazes me, especially when you're picking a jury and you're asking them, you have a process that you go through that's called voir dire. You get to ask them questions to determine their biases and any kind of knowledge they may have about the legal system and your client and whatever. They don't know that much about our Constitution, and we have, like, what separates our country from the rest of the world is we have the best protections for our citizens of any other country, and most of our people are not aware of them. And the main thing that people don't know is their right to remain silent and how that often is used against them when they think that either they're going to be smarter than law enforcement and try to help their own case or whatever the case may be. And that's where you really need to have legal counsel assist you through the process, because you need to help yourself in a way that's going to give you some leverage and not have everything just be turned against you.
Exactly. Now,
yeah.
Have you seen a many cases where that they have remained silent and everything was worked out, or what have you? And then,
Well, let me put it the other way. I've seen more cases where clients have made statements and they've totally ruined their lives. The police have used it against them. They may have threatened them and say, well, if you don't tell us this, you're going to face life in prison, or we'll put you away for years and years. And they take the statements totally out of context, and they do end up putting them away. Whereas if you don't say anything, your lawyer can help you create a defense that fits what really is happening in your life and try to strategize the best way to get you through the system and get you back on your feet. And I think I'm really a proponent of prison and jail reform. I don't think people should just be put in and out of jails and it leads to high recidivism. I think people need to be helped and they need to get back on their feet. And sometimes it's just having a champion by your side, somebody who will speak for you, who will advocate for your rights, and who knows what's available and what's out there to help you turn your life around. I think sometimes that's all somebody needs.
That's true. That is so true. And it's hard. You know, I know with everybody out here, you know, things going on in the community, a lot of crime and a lot of people unjust, getting arrested for, it might not even be their fault. A lot of people, such as the ones that are out here that's really trying to make things and just make things happen in the community and get that information out, you know, some people are being criticized for that.
Well, a lot of people take advantage of other people. People make false reports all the time. And people get stuck, and you really need to have a good legal advocate to be able to turn those around for you, too. I mean, you and I were speaking earlier, and I know you're really into criminal justice also, that during tough economic times, crime rates go up. People drink more, people get into drugs, people sell drugs because they can't make money doing anything else. There's more violence at home. So the courts are really crowded right now. And I think people need to understand that our system of criminal justice does provide them with probably the best protections of any system in the world. And they need to have an advocate to guide them through those systems. And they also have to know their rights as a victim. In California, they do have a Victims' Bill of Rights, by the way, and victims are very well taken care of and shielded and protected in the criminal justice system. I'm not sure about other states.
Now, what about the people that just, we know that you're in California. Now, what if it's somebody out there that's listening right now and they would love to learn more about you, and maybe it might be somebody out there that would love for you to represent them. Where can they go to learn more?
They can go to my website. As I said, I will consult with anybody. I don't charge consultations. I have taken cases in other states. And I am always willing to do that to help somebody. My website is sarahkaplandefense.com. That's SARACAPLANDefense.com. Mm-hmm. And all my contact information is on there.
Awesome. I know we have a lot of listeners that's listening in. I'm on my Twitter feed right now, and I see a lot of listeners are really shouting out the show, so it's amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Miss Stacy Campbell, she's listening in right now. Thank you, Miss Stacy. She is a mother and a teacher, and she's listening in. So much love to you. And we're just so excited about it. So it's amazing with so many individuals that's tuned in right now that's showing love.
I would like to make one other point now that you said that. I am a mother also. I'm a single mother, and I really honor and value teachers. But you parents really need to be able to protect their children's rights as well. And I've seen way too many occasions where law enforcement officers illegally and unconstitutionally separate children from their parents and question them and put them in really untoward situations. So I think it's important as parents that we know that our children have legal rights as well, and we need to protect them.
I agree. Now, have you had a lot of profile, a lot of cases with dealing with kids as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I love children, and I love working with children and helping them through the system as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, do you ever go around and speak to different people in the community, or rather to the different schools?
I would like to. I know I did earlier in my career. I went out on career days and I spoke, and I would be more than willing to. We're trying to find some agencies and organizations, and I invite any agency or organization who's interested in having me speak to them or conduct a workshop to contact me, and it would be my pleasure.
Most definitely. So,
and I can give our phone number as well. Our office phone number is 310-550-5877, and we'll be happy to speak and to help anybody who calls us.
Awesome. Now, do you got any information as well? Do you got any information that you would like for us to share on our website where we can get more information to the people in regards to your business and your organization?
I actually am just putting together some written material. I have a brochure. I can email it to you. I can, you know, send you some of the content from my website. But, you know, we're always happy to share any information that we have.
Awesome.
And on our website, we'll soon be able to have a face-to-face video. It would be like instant kind of communication. We can do it by Skype, and or people can just telephone. So
amazing. I do want to let everybody know just a little bit about you as far as your accomplishments, because We want everybody to know about Miss Sarah Kaplan, because you have achieved so much.
Well, thank you.
Throughout the years, and it's just amazing, and you deserve it, because, you know, I do want to say congratulations to all your success. You know,
thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You attended law school and obtained, you know, your degree from Wayne State University, amazing, as well as not only that, you also have a BA degree in psychology with high distinction, and was also awarded a psychology department citation for excellent accomplishment in psychology as well, and awarded PsyCHI membership of the National Honor Society in Psychology and membership in Phi Beta Kappa for academic excellence. Amazing. And a member of the state bars of both Chicago, Michigan, and California.
But I am on inactive status with Michigan right now. But, yes, thank you very much. That's very good.
And a member of the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, Attorneys for Criminal Justice, Beverly Hills Bar Association and Criminal Court Bar Association. And California's Public Defenders Association. Amazing. That is powerful. So, I mean, that's motivation right there. That motivates me. And we're here tonight on Motivational Mondays with Ms. Sarah Kaplan. Just amazing background, very distinct. And I know there's people out there listening right now, anybody out there that has a vision, a dream, or goals, you can obtain them. You have done so much.
Thank you. No, that's true. And then I would tell everybody, too, it's like you need to follow your heart and your passion and find what really makes you happy that you can
mm-hmm.
enjoy doing every day of your life and make that your life's work.
Amazing. That is awesome. And it's just motivating just to see people out there that are, you know, just really working and striving. And like you said, you are a mother. And just to do all this and being a mother in itself is hard.
Yes.
It's hard.
Yes, it is.
You got to balance that out.
I know. It's not always easy, but it is. It's been very rewarding doing both things. So
it is.
Yeah.
And just working with people, you know, sometimes we get to where we feel we have to always be by ourselves. You have worked with some amazing people, and just, you know, to have that teamwork and just to continue to grow and build, you know, your own, that is amazing. You are just really working hard.
It's very hard work, and it's very demanding, mm-hmm. and it's very stressful because in my type of law, which is taking care of people's lives and their liberty and their families, it's really stressful. I'm not just fighting for money for people or, you know, fighting over a contract or a piece of property. I'm fighting for their life, really. And we take cases because we like to win and we like to get people back on their feet. I don't just take money from people, you know, so that's how we like to handle our business.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. And that just shows that you really, you know, you really care and you really love what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all about the money, because sometimes we can get so wrapped up in, I got to get this, or I want my money first. You know, you just really forget about the whole situation.
Well, you can't forget about it because I got a family to take care of, too. But, I know people are going through hard times right now. Everybody is, so we try to work with people as best we can to, you know, be flexible with the financial situation because we're all going through it. It's affecting everybody.
It is. And it's not easy, especially like when you have, you know, again, when you work hard, you want to get paid.
Well, you have to. It's a business. I mean, the government does provide public defenders for people who are charged with crimes, but,
uh-huh.
you know, and many of them are very, very good. But I, in my experience, I think private counsel are going to give you the kind of attention and be able to strategize the kind of winning results that are better going to affect your life's future and that of your family.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You are so right. And I'm just so excited to have you on tonight and just to learn about you, because it's so many people out here that, you know, are out here that are striving and that's majoring in criminal justice. And because it's not easy just even to major in, just to be in the area, that field, because it can be dangerous at times and people don't realize that. They just,
I know.
You can go out here and be a lawyer. You can go out here and be a police officer. And you can't just do it. It's not easy.
Nope, it's not easy. I can agree with you on that one.
You know, because you after your job is done, you want to go back home to your family. And, you know, It's people out here that are crazy. You never know. You just have to be safe, you know, and that's why I tell people, you know, it's not easy to work in this field. They, just looking at the police officers, did you have to, I would say, do anything with the guy that recently, I know he was out there, he recently, the police officer?
No, I wasn't involved with that. It was a tragic situation. And it was also an interesting situation. I mean, he lost a lot of sympathy from people when he started, you know, just killing people. But he still would have been entitled to, I think, have his rights protected in the criminal justice system just like anyone else. And, you know, it was kind of sad the way he got burned out at the end. I mean, it was a tragic, horrible situation on all sides from the entire picture. It was obviously very disturbed, but our system needs to even protect those people. That's my belief.
I agree. And, you know, that's a hard situation. Like you said, once you started just, you know, killing innocent people, you lost it.
Well, yeah, you lost it, and you lost a lot of sympathy, and it's like,
yeah,
but you're still in
innocent lives.
Yeah. To, you know, even if you're just put away forever instead of being burned out in a building, I don't know. I just thought that was really
That's
awful.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do they have to, you know, when there's cases like that, do they, I mean, when it's issues like that, do they continue on from there, or do they just leave it alone?
Well, he's dead, so there's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can charge. No one they can charge. You know, they still may investigate to make sure, in fact, it was him that did the shootings they suspect, but I'm, you know, they're there's no case to be brought at this point.
Okay. That's a sad case.
Yeah. It's a
now, what would you say was your, I would say, very, was the case that really was your high-profile case that you would say that you worked on and you worked really hard, you know, to do?
Probably. I mean, I've had a lot of cases, but if you're talking about, like, high profile, probably the most interesting and the best was O.J. Simpson's case back in the early 90s. I mean, because that case just involved so much, so many different kinds of expert witnesses, so many amazing, brilliant attorneys from all different, you know, areas came together, people that I had admired and then was able to work with. And it was challenging, it was educational, it was demanding, and it was like probably the most interesting thing I've ever done. Yeah, it was the dream team, the case of the century, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A really big one.
Now, what can we expect from you coming up, I would say, in the future, or what can we expect from just you? What will you be doing, I'd say, coming up? Any new cases that you're really, you know, working on right now, or just working on?
Well, we always get new cases in, and I have some trials coming up. But, you know, I have ethical obligations. I can't really talk about my clients and their cases while they're ongoing, but you know, you can check on our website. I do have a lot of my cases and the results that we've obtained listed on there. And if I'm starting, like I, as I said, I have a couple cases where I'm co-counsel with Bob Shapiro, and those are getting ready to go to trial. I'm not sure what, if any, kind of publicity they'll generate, but if they do, I mean, we'll list what's going on and if there's any way for people to follow it. And, you know, we're going to be working on making some educational and informative videos that we're going to be putting on our website as well.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's just been such a pleasure to have you on tonight, and it's Motivated Mondays, and you sure have motivated me tonight, and I love learning about you and your projects, your background, and just everything about you, and I just thank you for taking out your time just to share with us a little bit about you.
Well, Nikki, I thank you, too. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and I hope your listeners have enjoyed our show, and I really thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you. Have a good evening.
You too. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And to everybody that's listening in, you just heard our special guest for tonight, amazing motivation. This is Motivational Mondays here, and we only bring on the best. And you just heard criminal defense attorney Ms. Sarah Caplan. Please go and look her up. You know, follow her on Facebook, add her, and also go to her website. She has all the information there as well. And we do want you to just do your research. We have amazing guests that come on and tell us a little bit about themselves. They share their projects, and just do your research and make that connection, because that's what it's all about. And it's Motivated Mondays. And everybody, we're so glad that we have amazing people tuning in right now. Right now we're going to go to Gavin DeGraw, Not Over You.
And I realize if you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie and say that you're not on my mind. But I go out and I sit down at a table set for two, and finally I'm forced to say the truth. No matter what, not over you, not over you. Damn, damn girl, you do it well, and I thought you were innocent. This is hard and put it to hell, but still you're magnificent. I'm a boomerang, doesn't matter how you throw me, turn around. You ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie and say that you're not on my mind. But I go out and I sit down at a table set for two, and finally I'm forced to face the truth. No matter what I say, I'm not over you. not over you, not over you, not over you.
Don't hate me 'cause I'm beautiful. Don't hate.
the rhythm, taking control.
I want it when I get it.
Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We can get up for our next guest. We're excited. We are pumped up. And to everybody, I don't know if you know, we have Miss Berta Jean, a.k.a. Boss Lady. She is the founder of Daily Devotional. So we're excited about that. Divas Daily Devotional. So it's Motivated Mondays, and we're going to keep it motivational tonight. Amazing, powerful women are in the building tonight. And that's what it's all about. And I do want to tell everybody you can follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. Let us know you're listening. And we've already been getting response on our timeline. Thank you to all the listeners just letting us know you tuned in. As well as to those who want to call in, you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. Right now, we're going to go to the well, and this is Robotic Love.
One look turns me into your obsession. I program in your love, breathe in all your affection. Inject me one more time. Wanna see the Russian sign? All up on me, baby. Hit me with that one more time. Give it to me now, give it to me now. Now watch my body burn.
Everybody, shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to Lewis Shine, calling in. Much love to everyone. Thank you for all the support, and just really thank you for taking out the time to listen to our special guest for tonight. And you were just listening to Dwell right now. We're going to go to Egypt music, and this is Throw Away the Keys. Right now, we're going to go to Makeda Punk Rock.
Spin necklaces and bracelets, and I could fly you to far away exotic places. I'll do whatever I have to do to keep the smile right on your face. But when I'm not around, remember when you stare into the mirror, mirror, that baby, I can't love you if you don't love you. I can't cry for you, can't heal your wounds. I could wipe away your tears, hold you right here, find your pretty face. But the truth is that I can't love you if you don't love you. Oh, so beautiful, girl, you're a keeper. But I can tell your story, it runs deeper.
All right, and we gotta keep you updated on the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. And you know, we're getting it in tonight. Much love to all the listeners. We're excited. Our next guest is coming up right now. We're gonna go to some more hot new music. And you know how we do, we only bring on the best. It's Motivational Mondays, and we're getting it in tonight. And right now, we want to go to John Mayer, and this is Shadow Days.
Out of Born and Raised, new stuff from John Mayer, Shadow Days.
But you find yourself alone, just like you found yourself before. Like I found myself in pieces on the hotel floor. Hard times to help.
doesn't mean I didn't make it hard to carry on. Well, it sucks to be honest, and it hurts to be real. But it's nice to make some love that I can finally feel. Hard times let me be. I'm a good man with a good heart. Had a tough time, got a rough start, but I finally learned to let it go. Now I'm right here, and I'm right now, and I'm open, knowing somehow that my shadow days are over. My shadow.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. All right. You were just listening to Kelly Clarkson, and that was Stronger. And we're excited we have coming up our special guest for tonight. And to all the listeners listening in, it is Motivational Mondays. We have some amazing guests coming through, and we do want to let you guys know that feel free to call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. Right now, we're going to go to Dave Tauber.
What do you do when you feel like time is running out? Stress is at an all-time high. Can't get over it and you don't even want to try. Well, I know I've done some things in my past. Offensive in the moment, I own it, can't take it back. Now I'm walking down a different path, but the shadows of my footprints just won't let me back. No more apologies, it's over, time to get it. Told you to your face that I regret it, time to let it go. This time around, I forgive me. I really meant it when I said it, give me credit for the progress that I made. Better charge it to the game. This time around, I forgive me. Still the same.
All right. You were just listening to one of the hottest artists. I mean, I love that track, and I want to tell you guys that we had him on our show, and I do want to let you guys know that you can be a part of the Nikki Rich Show yourself by emailing us, thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. Again, it's thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. And right now we're going to go to some more hot new music. We got some independent artists out there making major moves. And I definitely want to play hot new music from Honcho. And to anybody out there, we've been getting in with our artists, man. A lot of people have really been listening, showing love and support. But right now, we want to go to, like I said, our new music by Honcho. And I want you to call in, give us feedback on this music. And we're getting ready for our special guest as well. So here we go. You're the one.
Or I should rob you. Tell me why you, why you think
I'm
me,
sure they baby. Call me Hutch. Others will call me C. Might see me out and about whipping the V. I tell them what it is and put them right on the spot. I'm a special type of man. You love me, you love me not. Baby, need a provider, one that can hold it down. She never getting jealous when other shorties around. A thing called trust, I added in with passion. Lay that pipe down, guaranteed satisfaction. She don't like rap, but love it when I spit it. A certified hustler, that's right, I get it. She said I got flavor, which mean I got style. And love it how I treat her. Yup, making a smile. She got her own dough, own car, own crib. And plus she hella bad, so baby handle a biz. Your boy got a presence, plus I got G. You put them both together, baby, what you get is me.
Tell me why I should roll with ya, or I should rob ya.
That's a rider that know I'm in the streets. With or without this rap thing, know I'm gonna eat. A woman that be classy, but in the bed freak. And stay looking sexy, shorty something unique. I come through flossing, yeah, I do it often. Haters, they get pissed off, wondering where this Kelson. Me, I never brag, but my sex game crazy. Dude sucked out, don't know how to treat a lady. Baby, she never stressed like, Hutch, where you at? Cause when she put it on me, then she know I'm coming back. And no, I'm not your average, but I'm but my cabbage. Walking through the mall, you like it, then you could grab it. Know I get attention, know these groupies like me. You ain't gotta stress, cause you know who's the wifey. Boy, you got a presence, plus I got G. You put them both together, baby, what you get is me. Whoa.
Tell me why.
All right, you were just listening to Hutch, and he's bringing it tonight with none other than Yeager One. And right now, it's that time. We got our special guest in the building, and I'm excited to welcome for the first time ever on the Nikki Rich Show, but it's the best time, Miss Brenna G, the founder The Daily Devotional, that is. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Hi,
thanks, Nikki. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're so excited to have you here. We know that you have really, really been out there working in a community as well as building your brand and just really making some major moves lately. And we're excited to have you come on and share all the great news with all our listeners.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited. Yeah, God is doing some great things. I started the Divas Daily Devotional. I became the author of that book back in November of 2010. And the focus of the book was to inspire and to connect, just to assist with young women that are in these psychosocially challenged conditions. I like to say that was my professional term, but in English, just that have been come from a similar background. I like to say that they're in their cocoon states when they're in substance abuse programs, any holding space, juvenile detention centers, women's homes, battered women's shelters, all these, you know, women who are even challenged by mental illness. A lot of women, especially African-American women, we don't want to even think about the mental side of things. And, the book is just to challenge all of these women and all of these surroundings that they can make a change, that they can have their dreams, that they can come out of those cocoon spaces as butterflies and be ready to soar and go on to the next thing, the next phase, the next position in their life. I just want to see people healed inside and out at any level. I'm so tired of meeting pretty girls and they have that broken spirit in the inside and they beat up and they just speak into you with pain wrapped around lip gloss. That's not cute. So the Divas Daily Devotional is just to focus on, we want you beautiful on the inside and the outside. It's okay to be fly. I love being fly. That's the whole thing, you know, divas. But we want you to be just as beautiful on the inside as you're on the outside, feeling whole, able to stand, able to speak from a place of substance. You know, hold your head up, look good, feel good. That's the diva tooth that we want young women to have. And I'm starting a movement. You know, I'm just the boss diva on board.
Well, we're just excited about your movement because you are helping so many people out there. And as soon as I put it out there about the Divas Daily Devotional, everybody was hitting up my Instagram. As soon as we put it out there, it was crazy.
I know. A lot of people actually thought I was actually somewhere, you know, like on the right out here on the Bay Area, you know, I'm on a whole other coast. So on the West Coast, you know, people are looking to actually see me. I'm bi-coastal. So I'm over in Mississippi and then I'm also in California. I'm back and forth. I'm in Tennessee, Louisiana. So I'm burning down the South right now, Atlanta. Shout out to my Georgia listeners. Hi, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to the Mr. Rick Show. I got a lot of hits back from my Atlanta, Georgians. And so, you know, I'm just trying to keep the movement going, you know, state to state, city to city. It worked for me. What I want people to understand, I encourage young girls, young women, young men to be whatever it is that, you know, God gives us dreams, he gives us gifts, he gives us talents. And he doesn't give us all of that for us not to pursue it. He said he would give you the desires of your heart. So I'm motivating and inspiring you to pursue those things that you desire. But if you took Christ first, if you just put God first, that was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. You know, I wanted to be a rapper. I thought I was going to be, you know, well, you know, it went from a rapper because I do rap, spoken word poetry, But God said, that's not the platform for your voice. I have something else I want you to do. So I still have the gift and the talent. It's just not the platform that he has for me. And that's fine because, you know, I want to be Beyonce, but I'm okay with being Michelle. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be it's an honor to serve just with success, you know. Like Michelle, if you look at Destiny's Child, and you look at Michelle, and you look at Beyonce and Kelly, you know, they're a successful package. Everybody can't
they are.
The main person, but it ain't it an honor just to be Kelly or Michelle? You know, you get the role with B. You know, that's your best friend. Beyonce, your best friend. And then with Michelle, you know, she has an awesome solo thing going on the side. And then she gets the side
yes,
of the Lord.
Each
all
one of them,
up.
They are amazing, powerful women. They
right.
each have something going on.
Yes. So it's like, you know, you don't have to be the main focal point, but if you're a part of something, that's great. So it's like Jesus is the main focal point, and I'm just a part of something that's
mm-hmm.
great in this world. You know what I'm saying? That's giving back. I'm a part of the Nikki Rich Show. That's something great that God
yes.
allowed us tunnel, you know, for tunnel for us to meet. And so I'm excited, you know, just about giving back. I want to see people grow by any means necessary, by any cost. I get out there. I get dirty. I'm at the shelters. I'm speaking. I'm serving food. I'm giving clothes. I'm doing hair. You know, I lost my mother and my grandmother really early, and I pick two women each year that I want to just pamper for Mother's Day. I pick two strangers that normally under any other circumstances wouldn't get the opportunity to have a full, beautiful spa day from A to Z and then take her to get her something nice and then have a nice restaurant, you know, just have a nice meal at a nice restaurant. That's like giving back, and those are the things that I want people to experience. Dream things that are like attainable goals, small goals. Things that you can set that can be accomplished. And so, you know, I'm excited.
And it feels good, doesn't it, to be pursuing your dreams, your vision, and just making it a reality. Because sometimes you get this feeling like, oh, I want to do this. And, you know, just to put it to work and to put it to use, just
mm-hmm.
to do it, it feels good.
Absolutely.
It does.
Absolutely. And so I want to touch
here helping
on,
people too.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that was one of the main things that I wanted it to do. I wanted to connect. I wanted to make a connection with each young woman that actually came in contact with my book. And so for the most part, I like to give them out a lot. They are available. The Divas Daily Devotional is available. You can ask your local bookstore. They are able to order it for you. It's on Barnes & Noble's. .com, guys. You can go on Barnes & Nobles. You can go on Amazon. There's a lot. Even right now, if you have a Kindle or an e-book or if you want to download it on your phone, right now on e-book it's at $3.99. So everybody should download it at least on their e-book. But it is a journal. It's a workbook. I call it a curriculum. And every woman that I come in contact with, I encourage them to have it, that it's a part of a necessary tool that they can just use. And I have a program right now that I'm rolling out with my Divas Daily Devotional. I created another acronym, from drugs and drama to dreams with that DDD. And what we usually do is I get the book into hands of young women and I spend 4 weeks with them, and I call it an empowerment party. And with these workshops and these empowerment parties, and anybody can book one. If you have a girls group on campus, a socialite club, a women's event, a book study, a book group. I come out, I bring the books, and I spend 4 weeks. We come out each Friday night for a month, and we have workshops that we call empowerment parties. And these just assist the ladies with some critical thinking opportunities. Like in the first sessions, we do like relationship building, like talking about beginning the dream, building self-esteem, finding your creative side. We do some self-inventory, some realistic goal setting, you know, how to look like a diva inside and out. We do hygiene. We talk about makeup, and we have a person that comes in that does urban styling, and it's just a lot of fun and a lot of information. We actually encourage women to get, you know, a lot of times in groups we can't keep it real with our girlfriends or with our friends, with our close persons. But for some reason, if you give them a long time, you get to read it and write it out on paper, you can kind of keep it real with yourself. And I encourage women to get along with the book, write it, answer the questions that it asks you. It's provoking some questions and some thoughts and some things that trigger, you know, throughout your day. So you can, I tell women, you need it either in the morning before you're leaving, or it's
mm-hmm.
something to come back to when you come in to regain your peace at the end of the day if you've been out, you know. And in these groups, I often give a testament to 3 lifelong friends that I have. We are all residents of low-income housing projects in the lower
mm-hmm.
parts of West Oakland, California,
And either of them, my friends, were teen moms or battered women, and I don't have any children, so I was a battered woman. And we are all now successful, educated women who are thriving, working in the opportunities from our dreams. Not every single thing that was presented to us, but just from the things that we dreamt about. We are all operating in those areas. One of them is a case manager. She's been like 13 years with the County of Alameda, and she covers 350.org programs, and she does gardening in low-income hoods and talks about that. We have she's putting together a project, something called Ghetto Gourmet. You'll hear from me soon about that. Well, we actually plant gardens in the hood, and we're growing the fresh fruits and vegetables and then hosting like a buffet or a feast of farmer's market out in the streets in the hood. And it's a good thing. It's teaching our kids to garden, to compost, recycle. It's a wonderful thing. You don't hear about that in the hood, but, you know.
Exactly.
And then, you know, so I have another friend who she comes out. She's had her master's in science right now, and she's working in a group home, and she comes out and helps with self-inventory during our group facilitations. And I got another friend who's actually a professional makeup artist and a stylist. She's working her dream. She's working on sets right now with video shoots, and she's doing her thing. And we just all live in our dreams, and it's just exciting to watch people come from nothing. And what we're doing, I still say it's really nothing, because it's really nothing big to anybody else, but it's big to somebody who came from under a rock, you know. when you come from some heavy stuff weighing on you, you don't expect to thrive and be able to fly and soar in your community and your environment, and to do it and to be able to do it in front of girls who thought there was no hope. It's a great feeling, and I just want to give that back. I could talk all night. I'm just rambling, but I just want to give back in the best way I can, and this book was the best way I could think about giving back. I love to write. I've been a writer since I've been writing since I was 13, and I just went back over some journals. I had about 27 journals from 13 to now. And it has some good stuff in it, and I decided to put it in the book and give it back. And right now what I'm doing is I am seeking out some new buyers for the book. You guys go out and get the book.
Oh,
if you order it from me,
gotta go.
You know, you can actually get it on my Facebook on the Divas Daily Devotional. If you order it from me, I'll send it to you autographed for $15. If you order it from the bookstore, it's actually $19.99 plus your shipping and handling, but I try and cut it down. And if you have me out in a group, you know, the books get cheaper the more people that we have out in the group. Right now I am trying to get the book into – I want to run a camp this summer. I want 50 young girls to have a day camp with me all day long. So I need to raise about $2,500 to get this day camp for 50 young girls to stay with me all day. And that's entertaining them, feeding them, lecturing them, getting some good positive classroom structure with some wonderful women that they need to sit in front of and hear from. We have dynamic speakers all the way on sex education to health and beauty, STD stuff, you know, just mental health things, marriage, single women. I'm in contact with some great women doing some great things, and I would love to get them all under one roof and get some girls in front of them, and I'm asking for donations and for people to purchase the book. When you purchase the book from me, the money that I get directly from you toward the book goes towards my Girls Day Camp program. So any book that you buy from me goes directly towards my Girls Camp, and it gives me the opportunity to hand a book for free to another person. But if you buy it from off the website or a portion of it goes to them anyway. So if you buy it from the website or from a bookstore, a portion of it, not the entire portion, but a portion of it goes to the proceeds anyway. So every time you think about it, every time you buy a book or you buy one for a friend or you encourage a person to buy a book, you're actually buying a book for two women who probably would never come in contact with the book because they're in a substance abuse program, they're in a juvenile correctional facility, they're in a women's jail, or they're in a battered women's shelter. They're down on their luck. I'm making sure that women who are down on their luck are able to get brought up by this book. So you guys go out and get that book.
You definitely got to go purchase it, because when people out here, they take out their time to write a book, and especially being motivational in itself, you can read it daily. So, and everybody, I love daily devotionals because it it just gets you amped up and motivated, and it gets your day started. And I'm always looking at devotionals or something, you know, positive early in the morning. So I know a lot of people, you could go and purchase this book.
Yeah, right now it's a great time of the year. It's still the beginning of the year. A lot hasn't gone by, so you have time to go ahead and pick up from now and go day to day from here on out, or if you want to start it. If you want to get it now and then hold on and start in the middle of the year, start in the summer, or you start, I say start today, start whenever, and go back.
Okay.
That's the best thing about journals is that whenever you start, when you get to the end, you always go back to the beginning, because at the beginning, you're at a new beginning. And something's changed since the time you were at the beginning. And reflect on what you wrote on that first day to where you are by the end of the book, and I bet you are in a totally different place. You're answering those questions totally different. You're looking at a different viewpoint. It's a different response. You're breathing different. You're looking different. You're feeling different. You probably smell different. It's a lot that comes in this book. It's packed with all the beauty secrets. It's packed with all the game and the knowledge and everything that they say that the wiser women are supposed to teach the younger women. And they say that's the word of God, that's the Bible. So it said that the wiser women should teach the younger women. And so I have been given so much wisdom, because all of my friends were my grandparents and my parents. I've been under older women, you know, just a lot in my life. And I still gravitate toward older women. And a lot of what I've learned has worked in my life. Of course, I've done everything I've wanted to do. I've stepped out of the box. I've tried different things. But I've always come back to that old wisdom. And it's been a saving grace. You'd be like, oh, my God, I don't know why. You know, when you're younger, you'd be like, why does my mama keep saying that? You don't really want to hear it. But when you get older, you know, you understand so much more, and you're so more empowered and inspired and encouraged by it. You know, you find yourself clinging on to those words. Well, if we don't give them to the younger generation, who is? Because we are the last generation that has, like, a lot of that old wisdom.
Exactly.
So we have to give it back. We have to pay it forward. So it's just, I'm just excited to be a part of the movement right now with the younger generation. I'm excited to be accepted. I do a lot of speaking engagements where I have a lot of young men that are excited. I have men asking me, when are you going to do a book for the men? And so now I am I'm officially working on my dude's daily devotional. And I'm officially working on that. So fellas, get ready. You can put your girlfriend's books down, because they told me that. Yeah, you're giving the women all the game, you know. You're not saying anything, but a lot of this applied to the brothers too, so you should just make one. It's going to make it official for us, and so I've decided to go ahead. And I'm collaborating with some great men of God, some accountable men, some responsible men, you know, and they have some really deep insight and some positive things to contribute, and it's just fun right now, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great success, just like the Divas is doing. And so I'm just excited. I'm looking forward to speaking. If anyone wants to have me out, you can email me at bossladyproductions@gmail.com. And also, that's my PayPal. So if you want to send any donations or order a book, you can also do it through PayPal.
And you can donate, too.
Absolutely. You can donate right through there, through the bossladyproductions@gmail.com. Oh, follow me on Twitter at Divas Devotional. Look on my Facebook page, Divas Daily Devotional. You guys follow me. You know, I'm usually saying something encouraging each day. I like to have fun. I'm out the box. I say I'm a modern-day missionary.
Awesome.
Modern-day missionary.
Now, what did you say your PayPal was? One more time.
Boss Lady Productions with an I, BossLadi. Productions@gmail.com.
All righty. Boss Lady, I'm on here now, and I'm looking, and I'm already in PayPal, and I want to donate to Boss Lady Productions because I
know you do an amazing job.
So I want to send a donation to you because
you
are working
so
hard. So I'm doing that right now as we speak.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, awesome. And I love to support so many amazing people because you're out there helping others. And I definitely want to do that. And that's Boss Lady, BossLadi Productions at Gmail.
That's right.
All right.
All right. And then I guess I definitely wanted to grace you guys with some poetry. When I get in front of these young ladies, I do spoken word poetry, and I try to do something that's encouraging and empowering. And since it's Black History Month, I do have a poem that's called I Still Dream, and I'd like to give you guys a piece of that if we have time.
Most definitely, anytime. You can.
Okay.
We would love it.
Okay. Well, if you're ready, I can do it now.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay, guys, thanks for tuning in. And this piece that I'm going to present is called I Still Dream. And it's written for the readers, and it's dedicated, actually, to all of the readers of the Divas Daily Devotional and the young women that I would like to have and come in contact with. This one's for you guys. Where I come from, the streets is mean, full of crazy scenes, where dope is king to loyal fiends, and nobody sees us but Jesus, and yet me, I still dream. I dream of a rising ghetto with long arms that stretch out in place of fallen soldiers so our daughters have a daddy's arms to reach out, hug, and hold her, because I'm missing mine. I dream of a wealth that enriches the hearts of every young brother on the scene, that he would eliminate selling drugs to the female scene. Oh, brother, she fiends for beauty. She fiends for hope, peace, love, and joy. She fiends for the heart back of her only baby girl or boy. If I could say to the thug to keep your drug and give up a hug, a dose of healing is all that sister needs, and had some of these fathers and grandfathers given up hugs, she probably wouldn't have never tried weed. Sometimes my dreams take me to a time where I could play outside until dusk and then jump on the bus and ride uptown Berkeley and hang out with my folks. No, it's a joke. Parents choke at the thought of their baby girls out on their own in the land of the living wrong with a devil riding on chrome and he playing their song, and suddenly your baby girl is gone with a baby of her own and her youth is gone, stolen, just like that. But see, now in my dream, I can get back into the hearts and minds of our young princesses to help them keep up their defenses so that they're able to withstand the attack of these jokers. Y'all know jokers only perform for queens. Don't he look like a fool, too cool for a suit sagging in them jeans? Girlfriend, pleasure is play. Treasure will pay. The question is, what are you worth? As women, ghetto fine with these ghetto minds, you get exactly what you give. Dream up a change. Write your vision and make it plain. Plain as, nah, brother, nah, nah, devil, nah, nah, whoever, whatever. Yell it when you fallin'. We've all hit the dirt. You just got to get back up again and wipe away the pain and brush away the hurt. Give birth to a new thing. Baby girl, push out your dream. To see me, I told you. Where I come from, the streets is mean, full of crazy scenes, where dope is king to loyal fiends, and nobody sees us but Jesus, and yet me, I still dream. Oh, yeah, I still dream, Nikki.
Amazing. See, this is what I love. I love it. Thank you. See, this is what I love. You know, this is what the Nikki Rich Show is all about. We got a chance to hear some exclusive from Ms. Berta Jean. Amazing. Awesome. I'm just so excited.
So much.
You know, because we just bring some amazing people on the show, and it's just an honor just to have you on tonight. And you just to bring us that peace is just beyond amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank
awesome.
You so much.
I'm just excited because I love poetry, and I just used to write when I was in school. I was like, man, these days, you know, when you used to write when you were in school and everything, and
mm-hmm.
it's like, man, I wish I would have kept these notebooks I had. But,
and that's what
know,
I did.
That
I just kept them. Thank you. Thank you. It's just, you know, you've been doing some really, really awesome things, and I'm just watching, you know, and what I learned, because you just shared how you gave up teaching and, you know, after you were laid off from teaching and how you thought something was ending when actually something was beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually what happens to those of us that have that kind of calling. We usually think something is ending. And I just want to be encouraged. Be encouraged listening to the Nikki Rich Show. She got over 200,000 listeners right now. Just hosted the Grammys. Just knocking things out the park. Be encouraged. Be inspired. And hold on, because whenever you think God is closing the door, he's actually opening another one. So, you know,
exactly.
You guys that are listening, be motivated. Be encouraged. Keep pushing. You know, sometimes the door says pull and we're pushing. Sometimes the door says push and we're pulling. You know, so we have to pay attention. You got to be listening. You got to be reading. You got to be attentive. And really
exactly.
Hearing what's out there for you. Mm-hmm. And just hold fast. It's happening. I'm excited. I'm encouraged. I thank
yes.
you again. I'm bowing right now. I'm so honored. I just thank you again for even having me on and for your contribution.
Yeah. I mean, because
all
I love your movement. I watch you
thank
every day. You.
You
know, just you're just supporting one another. You always just shouting others out and giving them feedback and just,
you know
that's what it's all
about. I'm a fan of my friends. I'm a fan of somebody that's moving and shaking and,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's in the people that are left around me, they are honestly moving and shaking and
mm-hmm.
they're exercising their talents and their gifts and they're just moving fearlessly. You know, they're winning and I'm loving that. So I am a fan of my friends. You know, shout out to Kim Jones, makeup artist, stylist. If you ever see me looking fly, it's either her or Christina. I am underscore Christina, my wardrobe stylist. Kim is my makeup. She does my face. And, you know, I just love them. I love those two. And my travel, my road dog, my tour stylist is Nakia. She usually travels with me and does my makeup and my hair. And these people who are doing this stuff professionally, they're going out on real casting calls and real jobs, and they're working their craft and doing their thing. And they started at home, you know, just doing each other, and now it's their dream. And that's what I want young girls to know. You sitting at home getting your friends dressed, doing their hair and makeup, and you're saying, I'm really good at this. It might be something you want to pursue. There is a market out there for people who need help getting dressed and help looking good. So you might want to start considering that. That's another free tip I done gave y'all. Y'all better be listening.
Exactly.
But I'm just excited. I'm a fan of my friends. Thanks for letting me shout out my friends. But I'm just excited. I had to say that. I'm just a fan of people who are moving, you know. And I'm looking at, you know, the number one radio, underground radio show. And it's an African-American woman, and she's holding it down. And I'm just excited, you know, I get excited. And so, again, thanks for having me.
It's really a blessing just to share with others, you know, others' gifts and their talents and their accolades. Because, like I keep telling people that come on the show, whether it's our guests or our listeners, it's okay to showcase your talents and your gifts. Sometimes people want to kind of scoot that under the rug. They don't want to talk about what you've accomplished, you know, in life. And you work
mm-hmm.
hard. You deserve it, because I know myself. I love to let everybody know what it is that I've been doing, because I worked so hard, you know. And we shed blood, sweat, and tears.
Right.
Exactly. Want to let everybody know this is what I do.
Right.
I always do
like,
that.
It's the movement behind all of this glamour, this diva, this bossism. It's the movement.
It
the Nikki Rich Show. We're in overtime right now. Is there any last words that you would like to share?
Well, again, I just want to say, if you're interested in booking me, please send an email. If you'd like for me to speak at any girls' event, any women's event, send an email to BossLadyWithAnEyeProductions@gmail.com. Look me up on Facebook under Deepest Daily Devotional and follow me on Twitter under @DeepestDevotional. And thank you so much for tuning in and listening tonight. And also thank you for all your contributions. I appreciate it.
Much love. And anybody out there, if you would like to donate to Diva's Daily Devotional, you can go to, let them know, Diva.
Go to my PayPal, which is Boss Lady Productions, BossLadyProductions@gmail.com. Or hit me up on Facebook at Diva's Daily Devotional. Hit me up on Twitter at Diva's Devotional. And I'm on Instagram. I forgot, One Boss Lady. That would be me. Number One Boss Lady.
That's it. And you can go check her out there and connect and build. That's the key. That's what it's all about. Networking.
Amen.
You know, just don't take the information down and be like, okay, I'm going to follow you and I'm going to add you and then it's nothing going on. It's all about networking. You got
absolutely
to network and build with one another. That's how it grows. You never know. This person might help you, you know, in an area that you may or didn't, you know, get help.
Absolutely.
That you may need help in, you know. So it's amazing just to have just motivational and inspirational people like yourself on the Nikki Rich Show. And we thank you again.
Amen. Thanks again.
And we always end and wind things down by saying we wish you all the best. Much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Amen. Well, I wish you all the best, Nikki and Nikki Rich Show. God bless.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And everybody you just listened to, our special guest, follow her on Twitter as well as myself at Miss Nikki Rich. And we are winding things down here tonight on Motivational Monday. Tune in again tomorrow. We have a special guest, Arthur Bill Dean. You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet, the Nikki Rich Show.